This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed."
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Yes, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, without rehashing where we're at right now concerning the congressional baseball game shooting that was last week, this unity thing, let's just stop all pretense at that, please. Because what I'm hearing is that based upon what some of these Democratic activists are saying, is that this is what we got. This is what we deserved. Now we have this cat. He's a New Jersey Democratic political strategist. His name is James Devine. He launched his hashtag campaign calling for citizens to hashtag hunt Republicans and hashtag hunt Republican congressmen. And he tweeted, "We are in a war with a selfish, foolish, and narcissistic rich people. Why is it a shock when things turn violent?" Okay. He continued his social media campaign, posting, "If you want to invite a class war, then you have to expect people to fight back at some point," on his Facebook page. So basically what he's saying is that these people are simply defending themselves. Now, he received some very swift condemnation for his hate-filled campaign. But then he refers to himself as a passionate, progressive Democrat, and he doubled down on his agenda, posting on Facebook that he has little sympathy for Scalise because of his lack of support for gun control, and blaming GOP snowflakes for his hate-filled hashtag on Twitter. He tweeted, "I'm sorry if my hashtag hunt Republican congressman hashtag hurt the feelings of any GOP snowflakes, but you have not engaged in civil discourse." Okay. This guy's no stranger to controversy, according to his impressive rap sheet. Heat Street reports in 2014 he was convicted for shoplifting lettuce, protein powder, and hair conditioner, and he does have a fine head of hair. In 2015, state election officials in New Jersey charged the Democratic strategist in 23 separate election law with 23 separate election law violations. The Election Law Enforcement Commission claimed he never reported nearly $79,000 in contributions and more than $70,000 in expenditures involving his Central Jersey Democratic Leadership Committee. His inspiration for his hashtag hunt Republicans and Republican congressmen is all based upon the Sarah Palin map. And we have an image on Twitter where it says, "Sarah Palin put Congress in the crosshairs. All we're saying is hashtag hunt Republicans." Okay. Then he tweeted, Interesting that at Fox News debunked at Sarah Palin USA's at Gabby Giffords crosshairs, despite it's a fact that that inspired me to hashtag hunt Republicans. Also, like many gun control advocates that are out there today, Mr. Devine is an avid supporter of complete repeal of the Second Amendment. 2017, let's repeal the Second Amendment and make America safe again. Now, this is a guy, I saw Tucker Carlson get a hold of him on his show. And this guy sweated the entire time. I don't know what that says about him. I don't know. That's sort of a, you know, I've been where he's been. I don't know if he's a heart attack waiting to happen. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say we can only hope, right? Here's what I will say. On Tucker Carlson's show, he made all the right noises. He was talking about how it was horrible, what had happened and everything. But at the same time, he kept saying that it was basically our fault. Which, to me, okay, that's the same thing. Do we say that about women who get raped because of the way they're dressed? Were they asking for it? This is the classic blame the victim thing. Now, I am two things. I respect the law. I respect the people that uphold the law. I have a sort of respect for the people that make the law. But for people that get out there and advocate on some level any sort of violence, I'm afraid at that point I may have to draw the line. And I don't really know what the answer is here in this particular case. What should we do with the Mr. Devines of the world who think it's okay to use a play on words, which, you know, this is not just what Mr. Devine has said. This is the culmination of, you know, since the mid-90s when Clinton lost Congress. This is the way the Democrats have worked, and there's a whole generation that has been raised hearing this kind of talking point about it with Republicans. We want to kill old people. We want to kill children. You know, during the Obamacare thing, we were going to kick the old people's brakes off of their wheelchairs and just let them roll down in a free will to their deaths, to the bottom of the hill. Somehow or other, in that, as that was happening, the Republicans decided that we have to take the high ground. These are the Bill Kristol, Jonah Goldbergs of the world. We have to take the high ground. We don't need to stoop to that level. However, in a fight, yeah, you do. You're going to get dragged into that level. And when you get dragged into that level, you better be prepared to mix it up, to get out of there. Sitting back and just letting this stuff happen and not doing anything about it is stupid, and it's suicidal. Republicans don't quite get yet how Trump got elected. They don't understand that just yet. Trump got elected because he was brash. He got elected because he would tell the Democrats exactly what they, you know, didn't think they were ever going to hear from anybody with an R behind their name, and he went after them. He called them what they were. And now they've resorted to gunfire, and the Republican leadership still wants to call for unity. And all that does is that empowers these people like this James Devine to get out there and put his little hunt Republicans out there. Okay. I'm a Republican, James. Maybe you should go ahead and suit up and come after me. I'll send you my address. When we get back, we're going to talk about how law requires you to pay for the government's mistakes if you own a gun. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming from the desk of David Kodria. And this is according to Judge Amy Berman Jackson of the United States District Court for the District of Columbia in the Ledette versus United States. She found that the government is not required to pay attorney fees when its erroneous actions force a citizen to take it to court to get matters resolved. And Judge Berman's reading is exactly right. It is consistent with existing law today. And that is frustrating. Because this is frustration by design. This is the way the legal deck is stacked against you and me to seek redress of grievances against government-inflicted wrongs. Now, the debt's attorney said, what is this case about? Well, it has to do with the NICS, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, and erroneous denials, and despite having the corrected record, still denying Mr. Ledette his lawful firearm purchases. After they stopped processing appeals, individuals that were erroneously denied had but one option, and that was to sue the USA in federal court. So, Mr. Ledette did that, and in less than a few months was successful. He was declared a lawful purchaser and owner of firearms. So the case was dismissed, and the attorney sought fees from the government, and the court denied the fee motion. Now, this is all related. And it's interesting if you look at the ethics that are used to obscure government incompetence and corruption from any sort of legal scrutiny, just to reaffirm the character of those who would infringe on the right of the people to keep and bear arms as a matter of career interests over inconveniences like oaths. And we've seen this more than once, and very recently, the NFRTR, the National Firearm Registration and Transfer Record for NFA firearms, that data is unreliable for prosecutions. Longtime gun owner rights advocates will remember Thomas Busey, then the chief of the ATF's NFA branch, who admitted on tape, let me say that when we testify in court, we testify that the database is 100% accurate. That's what we testify to, and we will always testify to that. As you probably well know, that may not be 100% true. The Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership included the recording in its documentary, The Gang. But I digress. Back to the Ledette NICS case. When the government, with unlimited resources, screws up, it makes citizens who may or may not have had their assets seized or frozen take them to court. And when the government attorneys realize they're going to lose, they back down. But due to the law, they are immune from paying attorney's fees. David points out an observation by the founders. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. The debt's attorney, Stambula, asks, why should an erroneously denied individual be on the hook for thousands of dollars to fix the government's mistake? I'm assisting in drafting some legislation that will change how these cases are litigated, but until Congress steps in, this is the way it is. Amy Berman Jackson is an Obama appointee. She is also the same judge presiding over the case against Eric Holder. That case is his contempt case. And she has declined to hold him in contempt. And this is why elections matter. Now, at one time, I thought that Obama promised that he was going to realign the NICS and make it a little more. He was going to give them money to make their process a little bit better. I guess that hasn't happened yet, or at least not in the case of Mr. Ledette. But the bad part about this is that Judge Amy Berman Jackson, was within the law. The law is stacked. The law is written in such a way to where if they mess up, the only way you can try to get your day is to sue them. And then if they are going to lose, they'll back away, but you're on the hook. No other legal setup is that way. None. None. Attorney's fees are always part of a settlement in any sort of a case. When they back away, and then they go after them for attorney's fees, I guess it, you know. So then the question becomes, is it worth it? That's not even a question we should have to ask. This isn't even a thought process we should have to go through. If I'm on a list and I come up on the NICS list as being denied, a denied person, and then and that's erroneous, they should pony up and take care of that, because that's what government is supposed to do. Which is all the more reason for us to sit back and say to ourselves, is government ever going to be, is there any way to gradually bring the government back to where it's pro-American citizen? With each passing day, and let me explain this to you. With each passing day, I sit back and I try to tell myself, you know, I don't need to think about this in these terms. I don't need to do this. I don't need to do that. And then I hear something like this, and I realize that the government is too far gone. So then the question becomes, what do we do? And the answer is horrible. It's a horrible answer. When we get back, we're going to revisit the old, hey, let's talk about guns like they are cars. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm depending on how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at Ammunition Depot. .com. It is now being stated that the Brussels train station explosion is being treated as a terror attack. Let's not let that. Well, let's see if this will play. Yeah, there we go.
There is breaking news, and it's coming to us out of Brussels, Belgium. There has been an incident at the central train station there. It has shut down all rail service to and from this large central station in Brussels, and it has caused the evacuation of this station. So what happened? Well, here's the best we know. The local media are reporting there was a small explosion inside that station. There's a large police force at the Red Brussels, as you know, had an attack a year or so ago, and they're at very high alert. That's the home of the European Union, and the police patrols are very visible on the streets and in rail stations. The police responded. It seems shots were fired as well. We believe the authorities fired those shots. A massive police presence came to the station. Lots of ambulances merging on the place. And if you've been watching on Twitter, with a hashtag Brussels, you've probably seen fears of, that's our first video that we've gotten cleared, the fears of a terror strike. And, of course, anytime there's something unusual at a train station like this, those fears are high, especially in a place like Brussels. But our understanding of things right now is that the situation is under control, that these are live pictures coming to us now. These are our first live pictures outside Central Station. You can see the much calmer atmosphere than was there a short time ago. It's our understanding that many of the ambulances that had come to scene have left, that they believe everything is back under control there. It sounds like, from the early reporting, that it was one person who caused one small explosion in a way that we don't yet know how. We know there was one small explosion, according to the authorities on scene, that then they moved in with a lot of force. A shot, at least one, was fired. We believe this person who caused the explosion in some way or another was shot by authorities. And now the headline here is everything is under control. There's no reason for concern at Central Train Station in Brussels. Again, it's just approaching 9:30 in the evening there in Brussels, 6 hours ahead of East Coast time here in the United States.
That's somewhat old information, but that is about 3 hours old. But it continues on from the religion of peace, doesn't it? The guy was wearing an explosives belt, and he was shouting Allahu Akbar before they shot him. So, anyway, that is breaking news. So, back to what we were going to talk about. Coming from the desk of Rob Morse, we've lived with guns for a long time now. And despite them being in the culture, and despite them being in families and passed around, despite personal familiarity, some people talk about guns like they were invented yesterday. So Rob decided to try to shift the discussion about guns so that we could hear this stale bigotry with some fresh ears, because more people die each year in car accidents than in gun accidents. Although they constantly take and conflate data to make it, you know, they use deliberate acts like suicide and murder and compare that to car accidents, which are accidents when we should just be, you know, comparing the accidental deaths to the car accidents. But how would these anti-gun arguments sound to you if you substitute word for word? Like, for example, cars are not the answer. Good people leave the driving to the government. Or, we're not against car ownership. We simply want you to get proper training before you're allowed to drive, and we don't want any driving schools in your state. Or, only criminals and the police drive fast cars. Why do you need to go that fast? Are you some sort of escaped criminal? Or, really taking it from the Gun Grabber's Handbook, you know you're more likely to have an accident if you have a car at home. Or only the police and bus drivers have enough training to drive. That's why you should leave the driving to them or walk. Or given how dangerous cars are, we think it is inappropriate for teachers to have personal cars at school. Just say no to car and motorcycle violence. Or why do you need a car? Can't you wait and take public transportation like everyone else? Or we need to start training children early, so ban toy cars and toy motorcycles. We've evolved past the need for personal transportation. We don't think you should have a car, but if you do, why would your family need more than one? No one needs a fleet of dangerous cars. Are you crazy? You know that cars don't belong on a university campus. Campus is a place for education, not for car racing. Cars don't belong at church. Cars disturb our spiritual tranquility. You're so insensitive. You should know that cars don't belong at a hospital. Some people in the hospital are there because of car crashes. You only have a car for an emergency. You haven't used it, so that is proof no one really needs a car. Or one of my favorites, only the Army or police need a car or truck that holds more than 5 gallons of fuel. High-capacity cars should be outlawed. It is worth it if it saves one life. It is disrespectful of you to have your own car. Don't you trust the bus company to get you where you need to go? Of course, the President of the United States has a motorcade. That is no reason for you to have a car. Just who do you think you are? Car owners are insecure and trying to make up for some personal inadequacy. We're not against cars. We're only a car safety organization, and we want a few common sense car safety regulations. Other states shouldn't have to honor your driver's license. Each state should be able to decide who may and may not drive there. Recognize any of those? When you substitute certain words, it's shocking the effect it has, isn't it? But this just tells you how numb we've become to the gun grabbers memes that they throw at us all the time. This sounds like the same thing we used to hear when cars replaced horses. And today it is the everyday bigotry directed against you, the gun owner. So I don't believe in voodoo and magical objects. Guns are made of, they're lumps of metal and plastic that have been shaped together. They have no moral compass. They are neither good nor bad. They don't have magic powers. We were supposed to get past that mystical view of the world when we were about 16 years old. Most of us have. Some of us haven't. When we get back, now, we're going to do a carve out now. That's what they're looking for. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. U.S. Representative Mo Brooks from Alabama wants to make it legal for members of the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives to carry guns in the nation's capital. He was at softball practice in Alexandria, Virginia, with his fellow Republican lawmakers when the gunmen decided to get hot. Brooks would come to find out that in the days after the shooting that he was on a hit list written by the gunman, identified as James Hodgkinson of Illinois. This spooked the good congressman. He was on CBS 42, and he said, "This reinforces the threat that you face as a United States congressman. If you're an elected official, then you tend to be evaluated in the eyes of the lone wolves and the terrorists beyond the regular citizenry." I'll get to that in just a second. He said that by the end of last week, he'd almost entirely drafted a bill that would allow U.S. lawmakers to carry guns. He said, "This may sound crazy, but in Washington, D.C., I'm not allowed to carry a concealed weapon so that I can defend myself," Brooks said. "No, that is not crazy, Representative Brooks. That has been the way it has been for quite some time. That's why we had the Heller decision. That's why we had the McDonald decision, because of things that all began in Washington, D.C. So that's not news to any of us. As far as you being some sort of a hyper-super citizen because you are in Congress, I can think of a lot of people that could be targets at any given time. I have been a target before. Radio people have been targets before. Law enforcement are targets. Women are targets when they are estranged from their husbands. Sometimes it's the other way around. You know, there's lots of people that get to be targets. So you need to check your elitist stripe at the door. In D.C., the Metropolitan Police Department writes on its website, in general, carrying a firearm in the district is prohibited. There are a few that have been granted few permits. Within the district, all firearms must be registered with the district, which does not recognize permits from any of the other 50 states. Brooks said that had he or any of his colleagues been armed Wednesday, he believes the shooting would have ended with fewer injuries. Okay, Representative Brooks, you're from Alabama, so I'm going to presume that you have always been in politics. And one of the things about being in politics means you don't see things. You don't listen to people. So let me point a few things out to you, if I may. How often do you hear about a congressman being assaulted? How often do you hear about a senator being assaulted or raped or robbed? Or the home invasion or something like that. It's pretty rare. The fact that it did happen this time, I always knew this was going to happen. A lot of tactical people have sat around and wondered for years how this hasn't happened yet. We weren't looking for this to happen. But you guys walk around and both sides of you do this. You talk a bunch of junk. You, in the case of the Republicans, you get out there and will bold-faced lie to your constituents to get reelected. And then you wonder how come it is that this would happen, and you have that moment of reality, that tinge of just bare, naked fear when you realize that you were helpless. Now, I agree with you, Representative. You should carry a gun. As should every law-abiding citizen of the District of Columbia. It should be a right for every law-abiding citizen to carry a gun throughout the 50 states. Representative Brooks, this would be, and I was on Mark Walter's show, Armed American Radio, talking about this. This is the perfect time for you now to get out there and push national reciprocity. You're wanting to create a special carve-out. You're wanting to create a special kind of permit. If you want a concealed carry permit, go to Alabama, which is where you live, and get your permit there, and then make it to where people from Alabama can carry a gun in Washington, D.C. That's how you get to be able to carry a gun. You guys in Congress, you guys are actually in charge of D.C., no matter what the little shadow government of D.C. may say. You fund them. I mean, sit them down and spell it out to them. The Heller decision has come out. The McDonald decision has come out. Okay. They're not a state. They answer to you. But do not dare to create another carve-out for Congress. You're already exempt from so many things. So you guys can get out there and legislate completely, I mean, just lackadaisically and not have a care in the world about the unintended consequences of anything you put together. And then you walk away. You walk away if you're in there for less than half the time that a regular citizen would have to stay somewhere to get a pension. You stay there, you get a pension. Then you can go back and live the good life. And you're still exempt. Politicians are not elite. Not at all. Politicians are disposable. They are expendable. Most of the time they're disposed of or put away in an election. Representative Steve Scalise did not deserve to get shot, as did any of the other people that were there. With the exception of the shooter, and he deserved to get shot a lot. But I digress. Self-defense is a God-given right. Don't get out there and put together some sort of legislation to where you guys get some special carve out to where you can carry a gun wherever you go. You guys are not law enforcement. Talk to your states. Get your little armed detail. I'm sure they would love to have one. Would love for you to have one and all that other stuff. But listen, your temps, your well-paid temps, you have a shelf life. I didn't even know you existed until this incident. So I would probably not be going too far out. I mean, how many bills have you sponsored before this one? That's one question I would love to know. How many bills have you written before this one? Because I've never heard of you. And I swim in this stuff all day long. So you are right. You do deserve protection. You do need protection. And but you're not any higher profile a target. I'm sorry to tell you that. You're not a high profile target. You certainly should not be able to be picked off without a doubt. But empower America, and you will be part of it. So that just irritates me. That irritates me for them to get out there one more time, to get there and have this moment of truth show up, and then they realize, hey, they're not impressed by the fact that I'm a representative in Congress and they're trying to kill me. Welcome to the world, buddy. Now this is, you have an opportunity to do something about this. What you're proposing to do is the wrong thing, though. You're not some super citizen. You're not the supreme being. You're just a representative in the House of Representatives. One of 435 who, until this incident, I didn't even know you existed, sir. So, if you want to craft something that the entire United States would profit from. Not just something for you and your 435 special buddies. Hour number two is coming up. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.